Well, I guess in junior high, I started taking pictures. It was just an interest that I had, mm-hmm. and I've always been a very visual, artsy, creative person. And so, just like when I was really young, I made the conscious decision to try and be good at this skill of taking photographs. So I just continued to take pictures, and it's something my friends really like to do that we could always have fun doing together. So there was a social aspect to it as well. And I guess I was really drawn by National Geographic to like travel the world and using photography to get to know other people. Like, I love the idea of using photography as another way, as another source of memory and as a motivation to just to live life. I don't know. And to get to know people, to use it to get to know other people. It puts people that you photograph in a vulnerable spot. And so it really opens up conversation. Like, sometimes when I shoot, I just, like, talk to them as I'm taking their picture, and they answer questions. And some of the best pictures are of them answering, like, a question that maybe pulls on an emotional string if I feel comfortable enough to ask that sort of question. Also, if I just know a person who's maybe like a dancer, like somebody that has different qualities that I could work with and that could help me improve as a photographer, like they could give me more different like positions, you know, to pose in, like that. That's just an example of how I can get to know, like, how I would go about getting to know somebody I don't know already, like if they have a quality that attracts me. I find myself drawn to either to people that have some sort of mystery about them, mm-hmm. whether that be just like somebody I simply don't know, or like the homeless population or something, you know, like people who just aren't generally, who people don't know a lot about. At the same time, I'm also drawn to the other extreme, to photograph people that I absolutely love, like the closest people in my life, like my brother and my best friends. Because both are passions. The people in my life are passions. Photography is my passion. And I guess, like, since I'm traveling around the world, like, I love taking pictures of people around the world. Like, something that just shows something different to my friends. To show, like, hey, this really does exist. Or to bring attention to a plight or a conflict or something that's going on. To use it for social reasons, social issues, I like that too. My aunt used to be a photographer. Mm-hmm. She gave me her old Pentax film SLR, which is really sweet. But yeah, she used to do weddings and all kinds of stuff. So she was always kind of a role model for me that was always really interested and taught me things about photography. I'm taking a photography internship for a missions organization in Brazil and Africa. It'll be a 6-week internship. Well, I'm going to fly to Brazil for 2 weeks, and I'll be with a team of missionaries, but my job is to take photographs of them working in the orphanage, doing construction. We'll live on a riverboat and also serve Indian tribes along the river. I'll be there for 2 weeks, and then I'll fly straight over to Africa. I believe first to Tanzania, and then we'll travel to Zambia, and then we'll travel to South Africa, and then back up to Tanzania through Zambia. And there, again, we're just moving around. I'll just be taking pictures of them, serving the local communities, orphanages, food distribution, living with tribes. One of my desires is to be a conflict photojournalist, to travel the world, places of like that, basically just to travel. And so this will really show me if I like that type of environment or not. It'll show me the challenges that it poses, the benefits and non-benefits of working in that environment, mm-hmm. the difficulties. It'll improve my skills by forcing me to think really fast. Mm-hmm. We'll constantly be moving. I'll be in another culture. It'll force me to work on my intercultural communication skills, like the difference between just taking a picture and asking them first before I take a picture, like trying to get to know them.
Okay.
Stuff like that. I take senior portraits, I do engagement photo sessions, I do event coverages, and I just got asked to do a couple weddings this summer. And I have one wedding scheduled so far. The other ones are still in the works. I'm from the area. I'm a townie. I went to the local high school. I mentored high school students, and I also mentor junior high students now. So when I run into people around town, it's usually like lifelong relationships. And so far, I've been able to maintain a decent business without even marketing myself. I haven't marketed myself one bit. It's just been through word of mouth and putting photos up on Facebook here and there. I prefer to shoot people because that's what's real and that's what's challenging and that's always going to change. You can take the same, so many people can take the same picture of a landscape, but you'll never get the same picture of a person. But I mean, an honest photo can also apply to places, I think, as well.